equality between classes and cultures was a rare occurrence, was ill-regarded by his contemporaries and resulted in him leaving the Antiquities Service a year later in 1905. From 1905 to 1909, Carter occupied his time with odd jobs, offering his service as an artist to individuals or as a draftsman and copyist to other archaeologists. It was in 1909 that Carter began his association and partnership with Lord Carnarvon. Carnarvon had first come to Egypt in 1905 for his health after he had been injured in a car accident, and he soon became enamored of Egyptian archaeology. He had wished to fund some excavations himself, but he was told by the Antiquities Service that he must work with an experienced archaeologist before they would give him leave to excavate. This made Carter a natural partner, since Carter was a skilled and knowledgeable excavator with both the time and the inclination to form a new partnership. The two men soon gained permission to excavate and began working at Asasif, located in the Theban necropolis. Although the pair were keen to work in the Valley of the Kings, they instead found themselves working at various other sites, some even as far off as the Delta, while waiting for permission to excavate in the Valley of the Kings. The American archaeologist Theodore M. Davis had already been granted permission to work in the Valley of the Kings, and it was not until he retired in 1914 that Carter and Carnarvon were finally granted rights to the Valley of the Kings. It would be another 8 years before the pair made their discovery of Tutankhamun's tomb. Perhaps unsurprisingly, those 8 years of what they considered mediocre discoveries and false trails left Carnarvon frustrated and ready to give up the quest of finding a royal tomb. But Carter persevered and managed to convince Carnarvon to fund one last season, and thus the dig season of 1922 and 23 commenced. The traditional dig season for Egypt was from November to March, because Egypt's hot climate made it best to dig during the cooler months of winter. Carter and Carnarvon's excavation that year began near the tomb of Rasmesis VI, a somewhat unusual location as it was in line with a water runoff. Such an area would have been filled with sand and rubble that had been dumped there from the rainwater running down the mountainside. As it turned out, Carter chose just the right spot. On November 4, 1922, only a few days into the season, what looked to be the entrance to an as yet unknown tomb was discovered. This initial indication of a tomb was nothing more than a step cut into the bedrock of the valley floor. The next day, further digging revealed a staircase that led down to a blocked doorway. The stones blocking the doorway were plastered over with mud and covered in seal impressions bearing marks of the necropolis, though at the time no royal name could be discerned. Lord Carnarvon was away in England at the time of the discovery, so Carter refilled the stairway with rubble and sent a telegram to Carnarvon notifying him of the discovery. At last made wonderful discovery in valley, a magnificent tomb with seals intact. Recovered same for your arrival. Congratulations. With that, Carter awaited his return. Carter also contacted a friend and colleague, Arthur Callender, to help with the excavation on the tomb. Upon the return of Lord Carnarvon to Gurna, the housing quarters of Carter and some of his team, the team started working again on November 23rd, with Callender clearing the stairway in one day. That revealed more seals upon the entrance of the tomb, including one bearing the cartouche of Tutankhamun. Exciting as this discovery was, it was soon hampered by the realizations that the tomb doorway had been reopened and closed again at some point in the ancient past, usually a strong indication that a tomb had been robbed in antiquity. Nonetheless, the discovery of what would prove to be a new royal tomb was truly exciting. Once the stone covering the doorway had been removed, a descending corridor filled with rubble was revealed and soon cleared. It took 2 days to do this. And on the afternoon of Sunday, November 26th, a second sealed doorway was found. As with the first doorway, it too was covered with seals bearing the cartouche of Tutankhamun. Due to their excitement over this discovery, the group decided to make a small opening in the top left corner of the doorway, and they then inserted a candle through the opening of the tomb to reveal what was inside. In Carter's own words, taken from his journal, this is what he saw. It was some time before one could see. The hot air escaping caused the candle to flicker, but as soon as one's eyes became accustomed to the glimmer of light, the interior of the chamber gradually loomed before one, with its strange and wonderful medley of extraordinary and beautiful objects heaped upon one another. There was naturally short suspense for those present who could not see, when Lord Carnarvon said to me, "Can you see anything?" I replied to him, "Yes, it is wonderful." I then with precaution made the hole sufficiently large for both of us to see. With the light of an electric torch as well as an additional candle, we looked in.